News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Tight security arrangements have been put in place at various centers across the national capital, where the counting of votes polled in the high-stakes February 8 Delhi Assembly elections will take place today. The curiosity among people to know the outcome of the elections to the 70-member Delhi Assembly has heightened post-exit polls that has forecast a big win for the ruling Aam Aadmi Party and the delayed announcement of the final voter turnout by authorities. The election largely seen as a battle between the ruling Aam Aadmi Party and the BJP, which went aggressive during the high-octane campaign, was held on Saturday, sealing the fate of 672 candidates, 593 men and 79 women. Nearly 24 hours after the polling ended in Delhi, the Election Commission on Sunday announced that the final voter turnout was 62.59%, 5% less than 2015, and asserted that it followed the laid-down process to compile data after AAP questioned the delay. Authorities in the Delhi Chief Electoral Officer's office are gearing up for the counting of votes, and adequate arrangements have been made at the centres spread across 21 locations in the national capital, spanning 11 districts, officials said. The counting centres are located at CWG Sports Complex in East Delhi, NSIT Dwarka in West Delhi, Mirabai Institute of Technology, and GB Pant Institute of Technology in Southeast Delhi, Sir C.V. Raman ITI Dhirpur in Central Delhi, and Rajiv Gandhi Stadium in Bawana in North Delhi, among other places. There will be 33 counting observers, officials said. There were 13,780 polling booths where every vote was accounted for by the presiding officers, which is a time-consuming exercise, Sandeep Saxena, Senior Deputy Election Commissioner, said at a press conference on Sunday. Critical and vulnerable polling locations numbered 545 and spanned 3,843 booths. In view of the ongoing anti-citizenship law protest in Shaheen Bagh, the Delhi Chief Electoral Officer's office had put all five polling stations in the area under the critical category. Security personnel kept guard at strong rooms storing electronic voting machines. Delhi Chief Electoral Officer Ranbir Singh, a day ahead of the polls, had said all EVMs have been tested and they are foolproof and non-tamperable. Exit polls on Saturday predicted an easy win for the AAP, which sought to retain power on the development plank against the BJP that ran an aggressive campaign centered around the issues of anti-CAA protests and nationalism. Most exit polls also predicted that Congress is unlikely to open its account even this time in Delhi, which it ruled from 1998 to 2013. The BJP has issued a whip asking its members of parliament to be present in their respective houses on Tuesday when Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to reply to discussions on the union budget in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Sitharaman is likely to speak in Lok Sabha first and then in Rajya Sabha. Discussions on the union budget, which was presented on February 1, have been going on for the last few days in parliament. While opposition members have attacked the government over economic slowdown and record high unemployment, treasury benches have lauded the centre for various initiatives in the budget. China's Wuhan city, the epicentre of the deadly coronavirus outbreak, has carried out tests on 10.59 million people, or almost 99% of its population, and for the remaining others it would be completed by Tuesday, a ruling Communist Party of China official said on Monday. So far, 10.59 million people of about 11 million population have been tested, the city's party secretary Ma Guoqiang was quoted as saying by state-run People's Daily. As of afternoon on Monday, 1,499 confirmed patients in critical condition who were not admitted for treatment before February 8 have now been hospitalized, Ma said. Though we have made every effort on accelerating the virus tests, we still have not completed the tests for all suspected patients so far, and we are trying to achieve that by tomorrow, Ma said. The tests of the Wuhan population is regarded crucial as the majority of the 909 deaths are from the city and Hubei province. Earlier, the mayor of the city said 5 million people left in the city to travel within China and abroad before the New Year holiday on January 24. China is trying to trace all the people from Wuhan in a bid to contain the virus, which is growing in its virulence, spreading within China and abroad. Parasite, a stinging satire on class divides in South Korea, jumped the one-inch-long subtitle barrier to land on the Oscar stage and in record books as the first non-English film to win an Academy Award for Best Picture. Colored in various shades of black, Bong Joon-ho's wicked comedy that found resonance the world over also won the Best Director Oscar as well as the awards for Original Screenplay and Best International Feature. While the big wins for Parasite, the first South Korean film at the Oscars, came as a surprise for many, given the Academy Award's 92-year history of favoring English cinema, the awards in the acting categories were along expected lines. Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for Joker and Renee Zellweger bagged Best Actress for Judy. Brad Pitt and Laura Dern won the supporting gongs for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Marriage Story. Four times, it's crazy, it's an unbelievable night, it's such a great honor. I feel like I'll wake up to find this all a dream. Bong, who famously spoke on foreign language films overcoming the one-inch subtitle barrier when his film won the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Film, said backstage after his Oscar wins. With his film eclipsing big-budget extravaganzas such as 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and The Irishman, an overwhelmed Bong said he looked forward to the day when it would not be such a big deal for a foreign film to win in mainstream categories. I applaud and support the new direction that this change symbolizes, the 50-year-old said while accepting the International Film Oscar from actor Penelope Cruz. Though Parasite dominated the glittering ceremony held in Hollywood's Dolby Theatre, prompting searching questions on whether this was really the beginning of the end of the conservatism of the Academy Awards, there were many who criticized the absence of women and people of color in the main nominations. Singer-actor Janelle Monáe, who opened the hostless ceremony, addressed the lack of representation of women directors. Addressing the gathering before her performance, including the likes of Tom Hanks, Martin Scorsese and Charlize Theron, she said she was proud to stand as a black queer artist telling stories. Starting with Chris Rock and Steve Martin, many Oscar presenters directed their jokes and jibes to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Hollywood star Natalie Portman made a powerful statement by walking the red carpet in a black Dior cape with the last names of women directors who were snubbed by the Academy embroidered on it. Phoenix, in a long speech, spoke on issues close to his heart. We're talking about the fight against the belief that no one nation, one people, one race, one gender, or one species has the right to dominate, control, and use and exploit another with impunity, the actor said. Zellweger, who won her first Best Actress Oscar for playing Judy Garland, said the award was an extension of the celebration of the iconic singer-actress legacy. Miss Garland, you were certainly among the heroes who unite and define us, and this is certainly for you, she said. Pitt was nostalgic and graceful in his speech, crediting one-of-a-kind Quentin Tarantino and co-star Leonardo DiCaprio. Look for the best in people, expect the worst. Leo, I'll ride on your coattails any day, man. The view's fantastic. Once upon a time in Hollywood, ain't that the truth, the actor said. For Dern, her maiden Oscar win came as an early birthday present. Some say never meet your heroes, but I say if you're really blessed, you get them as your parents. I share this with my acting heroes, my legends, Diane Ladd and Bruce Dern, the actor who turned 53 on Monday said. Sam Mendes' World War I drama 1917 may have been snubbed in the major categories, but still managed to be the second highest winner with three trophies: cinematography, sound mixing, and visual effects. Writer-director Taika Waititi, who won the Best Adapted Screenplay for his anti-war drama Jojo Rabbit, dedicated his award to indigenous heritage. I dedicate this to all the indigenous kids who live in the world who want to do art and dance and write stories. We are the original storytellers, and we can make it here as well, the Maori descent artist said. The second trophy for Joker, which entered the competition with maximum 11 nominations, was for the original score to Icelandic composer Hilda Gudnadottir. Hilda, who entered the Academy's two-decade history of honoring male composers, urged women to speak up and tell their own stories in a speech. To the girls, to the women, to the mothers, to the daughters who hear the music bubbling within, please speak up. We need to hear your voices, she said. Rocketman, Elton John's biopic, earned the musician his second Oscar for the best song, I'm Gonna Love Me Again. He had first won the Oscar for The Lion King in 1994. Period race drama Ford vs. Ferrari bagged editing and sound editing Oscars, while the production design trophy went to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Little Women was recognized in the costume design category, while Me Too drama Bombshell earned the Oscar for makeup. Toy Story 4 continued Disney Pixar's dominance at the Oscars by becoming the 10th film from the studio to win Best Animation Feature. The animation short Oscar went to Hair Love, about an African-American father learning to braid his daughter's hair. The documentary feature Oscar went to the Barack and Michelle Obama-backed American Factory, about the face-off between a Chinese entrepreneur and factory workers in Ohio. Learning to Skateboard in a War Zone, If You're a Girl, which follows young Afghan girls learning to read, write, and skateboard, bagged the Best Documentary Short Oscar, defeating Indian origin filmmakers Sami Khan and Smriti Mundra's St. Louis Superman and three other films. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.